This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spanking.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a steamy little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News. We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Tech mogul and anti-aging obsessive Brian Johnson is at it again. In the past, he announced that he gets injected with his son's blood to stay young. Now, he's getting shockwave therapy in an attempt to do the same. The most shocking part of this new revelation is where he's getting the treatment. You guessed it, folks, he's shocking his penis in the hopes of getting erections like that of 18-year-olds. Personally, I'm only familiar with dick shocking in a safe, consenting, very advanced BDSM setting. But listen, one man's pleasure is another man's medicine.
Grindr couldn't let Spotify have all the fun. The gay hookup app has released their own end-of-the-year report called Grindr Wrapped. According to the report, more than 100 billion messages were sent on Grindr in 2023. It found various patterns, for example, that Trinidad and Tobago topped the self-identified top charts, whereas South Korea boasted the most self-identified bottoms. Also, the countries where users most often sought trans partners were the US, the UK, and India. Grindr also surveyed its users, who named Barbie the movie of the year and Beyonce mother of the year. Can't wait to see what else gets wrapped thanks to Grindr this year. Can't believe I didn't make mother of the year.
It feels better without one. Crowd, listen up. A new male contraceptive pill has begun its first trial. This pill, unlike many other contraceptives, doesn't involve any hormones. Instead, it prevents the sperm production process's access to vitamin A, which stops the seminiferous tubules in the testes from making sperm. If this pill ever hits the market, it could be an unprecedented moment, as it might be the first time males don't get access to something before everyone else.
OnlyFans model Daria Ostapenko has been detained in Poland in connection to her suspected collaboration with Belarus's dictator, Alexander Lukashenko. Ostapenko is alleged to have worked with Lukashenko for as long as 7 years, all the while using her OnlyFans career as a cover. Some of her potential crimes include posing as a pro-democracy activist and leaking information to the KGB. Listen up, Eon Productions. All you have to do is announce the next Bond and you've got your film right here. And that leads us to today's topic.
NPC.
Really quickly, I would be so happy, just to touch on something briefly in sex news, I would be so happy to never hear about Brian Johnson ever again.
Same, yeah.
Like, yeah. I find him to be so repulsive.
Yes. I feel that way about so many billionaires in the fucking news. Like, I'm like, I could be fine knowing they don't exist.
Like,
but
he's
like,
actually so, like, a hair's breadth away from being a Bond villain. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, he's just, like, using all of his money to, like, live longer. Like, literally Dr. Evil.
What are you
Evil.
Doing? It's the same as, like, going to space and, like, decimating the environment and spending millions of dollars that could, like, feed nations.
Literally.
Like,
and he's hideous.
It's a level of ego that is disgusting and horrifying. And we're obviously going to pay attention to it because we're, like, criticizing it. But I'm like, don't even...
Yeah.
Don't give that person press. Is like how, and then we did. But, like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but listen, fuck that guy.
I know.
I couldn't stop thinking about Silicon Valley, too. Like, the sort of combo, like, Bezos-Elon Musk character is so
It's just, like, it's
on.
So absurd that I can't believe that it's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's shocking his penis to have erections like an 18-year-old. Who are you fucking? You know? Like, who's fucking him?
It's not even, like, about that. Like, he could be, it's about him, like, wanting to feel like he has the best boner.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't matter,
what the
person he's fucking feels about it. It's that he needs to know in his little pea brain that
it's like, scientifically, I have the best boner.
Yeah. He like, lives for that ego gratification, and I guarantee for that reason, he's terrible in bed.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I know that he is.
I love to just, every once in a while, like, I'll trill his Instagram and just, like, comment and be like, what are you going to do about your speech impediment? Really interesting that you're spending all this time and money on your boner, but why not fix the speech impediment you have?
So. Which, and listen, nothing wrong with a speech impediment,
but we
know that drives that guy.
Yeah,
like, you're aiming for the thing that it's like, what you should be doing is like small penis humiliation, like non-consentingly, because this guy clearly gives a fuck and it's like the best way to get under his skin, you know, like in our PC world, we have to sometimes remember that like the best insults are the ones that like really get to the core of what will hurt that person. And we're talking about a Bond villain.
Yeah.
So I'm going to allow it. Feel free to write in and defend Brian Johnson to us. But so NPC.
Yeah, NPC. Stands
non-player
for.
Character.
Yes.
I do think it's a funny thing to start like hating a sort of billionaire tech guru and then talk about video games. There's some kind of Venn diagram of audience there. But so an NPC is like, the characters of the video games that aren't other players.
It's Toad in Mario Kart, you know, or like Super Mario. Like, he's just like sitting around waiting for you, you know?
Wait, that's where you went first?
Yeah,
was Mario Kart?
Or Toad. I meant Super Mario. But Toad, he just like delivers news. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't do anything. He's just literally like a foot soldier.
Or, for example, it's like the strippers in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The butler in Tomb Raider. It's like, often these characters you come across.
Gamer girl alert. Jesus.
You know what I thought of the butler? It's like, I never actually played Tomb Raider, but a friend had it, and there's like a section of the game you can play where you just go around her house and you train and you kind of learn to play the game. Like, you can have her like lift weights and like jump in her pool. And it was like fairly comprehensive. And I was kind of fascinated with how deep the game went. So I made, and the butler follows you around the house and it's really annoying. And he's like, oh, maybe lemonade.
Yeah.
And I had him follow me into her walk-in fridge. And then I closed the door on the butler and I kept him in the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, I always found it really enjoyable to
find
like loopholes in the game, like, or not loopholes, but like the game is well designed enough that I can like do something totally pointless but creative.
Right, right.
I love that kind of thing.
I think that, and there's obviously it's become very big this last year on TikTok and things like that. A lot of people like pretending to be NPC.
Yeah.
On
so
TikTok,
like the big explosion, the big viral moment was, I think, centered around Pinky Doll being like, ice cream's so good. Like, like doing this very
gang. Yeah.
Yes. Gang, which are both, we should note, like original phrases. Like those are her sort of like trademarked thing. But this like incredibly choreographed, like performative. I'm fascinated by it. I also did a play. Laura Croft is heavy in this episode, but I did a play where I played a video game character. I wasn't an NPC. I was like one of the characters being controlled by a guy playing video games while his wife yelled at him. So the joke of it was that I kept walking into walls while he got distracted. But it was really fun to embody the NPC or like the play, like the game, the sort of the game movement. Like that's always like a really
everyone
fun.
Everyone knows it. And we'll talk about it later in like the videos. But I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, it's performance, you know, it is a performance art and, you know, you could pay for them to like do things and have their little sayings and dance or whatever. And they can make a lot of money.
Yeah. There's a big economy just on social, like, and it's hard to know exactly how big the economy in the porn space correlates, like how much OnlyFans creators are making. I expect there's big potential there, that there could be a lot, because we know from prior episodes that some of the best ranking performers on ManyVids are the ones who do like League of Legends fanfic slash cosplay. So I'm guessing that like some of like a really great NPC creator could do really well in that space, but we haven't quite seen that blow up yet.
What's interesting to me, and I don't know if you thought about this, but like, I was like, this is also something that like porn sort of did first. Like, this is like basically what cam girls have been doing.
Mm.
You know, I mean, not acting as if, not acting like NPC characters, but they've been doing things where like you, if you tip them, they'll do something, you know?
Yeah. Well, the nature of like a live stream
has been
like existed in the porn space
for years
before being on Twitch Live was a thing.
Yeah.
And I think it just like burst through into the sort of mainstream social space.
Right.
Because it was kind of a combination of all those things, but it was also this really interesting cultural moment of like us all kind of being like, this is so weird, but we're all like people are paying for this. Like people are paying to just like make this person like say something. And it was this interesting like distillation of that culture into a viral moment that is making lots of money for performers like Pinky Doll. And I'm really curious to see how it tracks. Like, I'm like, I wonder what the trajectory of Pinky Doll's career is. Like, does that person have decades ahead of them of doing some version of this? And I like, I didn't know much about her and like went to her TikTok and was like looking around and I see that she's doing like mukbang kind of stuff. Like I imagine like she's a hustler and will kind of evolve in her career. But I'm like, how long does one just do NPC live stuff?
Right. Until like the trend runs
out. And make
out.
That work. Like when does that money train come into the station and then stay there? I fucked that metaphor, but it's fine.
There's this one guy who like does it on the streets of Soho.
Oh, really? Like in New York?
Yeah. And he's like bald and like sort of like fashion-y. I can't remember. I don't remember like what his like handle is or like who he is, but he's, everyone's always like posting videos of like walking around in New York and like seeing him. But yeah, he's always like on Broadway and like Prince or something.
Wow.
In the middle of the day, like streaming as an
NPC. That's another layer of like strange. Like it's a strange thing to see. A, everybody with just like cameras in their faces, but people like pretending to be video game non-player characters in public spaces to an extent that it's like unavoidable, like as opposed to just like occasionally people do this and you see it online, but like persistently seeing that is a pretty fascinating thing to consider.
But it's like if you break it down of like what it is, especially on TikTok and streaming, I mean, it's very similar to like sex work, you know?
Yeah, it's performance and labor with like very clear transactional elements, you know?
I give you money, you do this thing.
Yeah. The other thing is like this, I think it, we can get into the kinkiness of it, but it's a very obvious, like, of course, if you're playing video games and there's a stripper, you want to fuck her, you know? Like this is such an obvious like one-to-one teenage boner kink, you know what I mean?
Totally.
And not to say that's like it's only for teenagers, but like formative years, like formative sexual years.
Yeah, of course.
Playing video games and being like, how do I, like, I wish I could just bend that character over. And like the way that video game characters are these sort of unrealistic bodies and like perfect sort of imagery and
midriff.
If you can do any kind of fantasy in that game, why wouldn't that come to mind? Yeah. You know? So it's a pretty obvious, like, So I think that's part of why it blew up is it's like there is a kind of gratification, even in the social space where like I'm not necessarily fucking this performer, but I am telling her to eat ice cream and she's beautiful. And like,
and also control.
That's enough.
You know?
Yeah.
Like there's a control.
Yeah, it's for you.
Yeah, it's for you.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what's exciting about it.
Yeah.
NPC also grew by 1,541% in 2023 as a search term.
Okay.
On Pornhub.
That's a high stat.
The most popular NPC searches were NPC sex, game NPC, and hentai NPC.
Hmm.
I also was like trying to like do some other research on this. And of course, anytime I research anything like some sort of like Covenant Eyes or Your Brain on Porn or like some anti-porn website will come
up. It's ruining us. It's killing our teens.
Yeah. And basically it was like, you know, this is Your Brain on Porn. And like this guy's like personal like vendetta against porn was like, the last thing I want to say, and it says like an all bold, porn is a beta male thing. It makes you the NPC that watches and hears others have fun in their lives.
Okay.
And he also, I know, I was like,
the arguments are always fascinating. Like, I'm only like, beta men.
I don't think so.
I'm like, human beings are turned on by sexuality. Like,
Yeah, it was like, period. I don't think porn makes you an NPC.
Yeah.
That's like saying like watching a TV show or like a movie makes you an NPC.
Like, yeah. You know what you know what I thought? You're like, you're beta if you watch a movie. It's yeah.
No, it just means like you're subjecting yourself to being entertained. Like,
yeah, it's entertainment. It's fantasy. You're just
and
watching.
You know what? It's been around for years. It's been around for centuries, ages, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I thought you were going to say before is like porn already does the NPC thing and you talked about camming and like live shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought you were going to talk about like mopes or like guys in porn who don't get to participate. Like the sort of non-player. I immediately went into the porn and was like, who's the non-player character? And I was like,
oh, sure.
Is it the guy at the gangbang who doesn't get a go? Like, who is that?
Yeah. I mean, there are. Yeah. There
I'm
is
kind
that.
Of stretching. I just was like trying to follow your logic thread, you know?
No, I meant like
and then
more,
you went a different direction.
More like cam girls are.
Yeah. That format.
Can be an NPC. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just in terms of like how they do. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's true of so many like YouTube trend, like so many things in the internet were like formed
right
through trends in porn, and then they were like, oh, like we see that on YouTube, like we see, you know, like that kind of thing, see that emerge as a result.
There was also this article that I found kind of interesting where it was like, are you a sexual NPC, meaning that like you might be going into like sexual situations like sticking to a sexual script because like you've never been sort of informed or like, you know, you've never been curious or done any exploration to figure out like what it is that you like.
Mm.
So you might just like go into like a sexual encounter, like I don't know
as
what
a
to
non-participant
say.
Kind
yeah,
of.
Like, yeah. I don't know what to say because I don't know what I like. And like sex might feel sort of like automatic and you act in a way that you think that you should.
Mm-hmm.
So there's people who act like those. And then there's also people who treat their partner like a sexual NPC.
Mm.
So like these people that just don't listen to their partner and think that they know better. Ooh. And instead of like, you know, I'm telling you what I like, this person's like, no, we're gonna do this instead.
I mean, that person sounds like they suck.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like you shouldn't be inviting that person. But it had some interesting sort of helps, like, you know, like tips and tricks is the words that I'm looking for.
Mm.
Helpful tips and tricks of like what to do in order to like communicate like what you like and what you're into.
Yeah.
And there is actually this little questionnaire that I'd never heard of before that's called the Q-tip, the questionnaire for turn on initiation preference. So it's like to figure out like what your sexual initiation style is.
There's been a lot of discussion in the like the sex space online about sexual initiation styles, like responsive desire versus spontaneous desire. It seems like every content creator who's like a coach like I am or like a sex therapist or an educator is like, you might have spontaneous, like it's kind of just like it's buzzy right now. It's almost like we sort of wore out attachment styles and we're now like talking
about. And now we're talking about moving it into sex.
Initiation styles. Yeah.
But I think it's good because I don't know, there's still so many people that I know that I'm like, I mean, that's just because I'm so comfortable talking about sex, but like sometimes people are like, I don't know. I just like, I like sex. And I'm like, but what do you like about it? You know, like,
yeah. And they're like, I just like it. It's great. Yeah. I do good sex. It's normal. Like everyone's like, I just watch the normal stuff. I do the normal stuff. Like is sort of the,
I'm regular.
It's like the panic response. Right. I'm like, relax. It's not like a pass fail test, you know?
I just think it's important to know.
But yeah, I do think it's good that that stuff is being talked about online because like, as much as like attachment theory is a little bit beaten to death and we're like, I'm an anxious and it's like, careful. Mm-hmm. Like this is all very nuanced and like all we're really doing is offering methodologies and language to create definitions so that you can understand your inclinations and therefore express them to navigate them, you know, as opposed to like checking an astrological box of like, I'm this type of person and that means the only way I ever get turned on. It's like, nope, usually people are kind of on a spectrum, like everything is spectral essentially. But yeah, it's been interesting to watch the trends around that. And and I'm curious to see how it's paying off for like more individuals.
Totally.
Yeah.
Should we do a showdown? Let's showdown. A librarian with beautiful hair gets fucked hard. NPC fucking girls at work. Episode 4.
NPC fucking girls at work
I don't know.
It's a librarian. Like, do you work at the library?
I have no idea.
the story there. I just got lost in it.
Yeah. The non-playable character is like fucking the girls at work.
Yeah.
Interesting that they chose librarian. Like, does that career still exist?
It barely does. And God bless them. Mm-hmm. You know? God bless librarians.
At one point, that was like, you know, for a woman like me, a single woman, that was my only hope for the career.
That was the threat. Like, that was like, the fear. And now I'm like, being a librarian sounds awesome, but also like, yeah. I don't actually think I'd be great at it.
Librarians were never married women.
Yeah.
They were always single.
They had their cats and their glasses and their non-existent sex lives. Therefore, it's an interesting trope in porn to be like, oh, I'm fucking the librarian. Like, she takes her glasses off and she's kinky.
But actually, if anything, like, a librarian would, like, most likely be like, you know, you take them home and they're going to be a femdom. You know what I mean? Like, they're just sitting there. 100%
agree. Yeah. They're the secret slut. Like, yeah, they're the one that's read, like, all the books.
Stepping on your fucking balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
She's shushing you and putting you in a chastity cage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that title just generally confused me in terms of who was, like, the NPC is fucking, and then we're in a library with your coworkers. Like, what do you, it was like trying to combine too many tropes of porn. Like, it was like, fuck your coworker, who's a librarian and an NPC. We've got all the buzzwords. And then the video turns out to be like none of those things.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Teen slut meets guy who tipped her on her NPC TikTok live. Her tight cunt gets stuffed.
Wow. He just walks through the door.
Yeah. On the other hand, this one's like very clear context.
He tipped and then just showed up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but like, I like to think that she invited him over, like, oh, you got my attention with the tip. And that started the conversation. Like, you too can fuck an NPC TikTok live person is the underlying message there.
Okay, among us, imposter crept up unnoticed and fucked hard me, Molly Redwolf.
And fucked hard me.
Fucked hard me.
Me fucked hard by imposter.
It's funny because Among Us is, my nephew like likes that video game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he has like a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you give me my, and he calls it like his Among Us. Among Us.
Oh.
Like, he's, can you hand me my Among Us?
That's cute.
I'm like, okay.
That's cute and also disturbing to have come up in this context.
I can
see why that's...
It's just immediately where my mind went.
Weird.
Anyways.
I don't know much about that game. I just know it's very big right now. This one's pretty clear. We touched on it earlier. NPC comes to life as a free use sex toy.
Classic.
That just sounds spot on. Like, I'm like, you're doing it. You nail the genre. Yeah. Like, way to go.
Exactly. NPC sex legend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's just straightforward. Sex legend.
That is.
I like to think that I'm a sex legend.
Yeah.
You know.
I think you're a sex icon. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Thanks.
Definitely.
No one's had a bad time.
No one's had a bad time. Great reviews. Great feedback across the board.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fuck all the NPC characters in this RPG because they only say the same lines. Part 2.0.
Interesting.
So at first I thought this title was about the acronyms. I was like, we love our acronyms. We love a non-playing character in this role-playing game.
Right.
But then it went misogynistic, maybe?
They like, why is it?
They only say the same lines. Is that like, what control element is that about? Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like, I just want to fuck them because they want to hear them all say, like, it's this way, you know? It's this way.
I love
that. Save the princess, you know?
That's the kinky fuck line you came up like, follow me.
Yeah.
It's this way.
Okay, last one from me. NPC sex, a world where you can fuck without resistance, too.
Tight. Tight.
Yeah.
The last one I have is the first video that we'll review after the break. I figure it's fun to read. Why not? VR conch, hot busty brunette, Vanessa Moon playing NPC in new Free Guy sex parody.
Perfect.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, so this is VR Con Hot Bussy Brunette, Vanessa Moon playing NPC in new Free Guy Sex parody.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things they threw in the title there.
Yes, so it makes gentle reference to Free Guy, the movie starring Ryan Reynolds and Jodie Comer. Weird detail, but when I was in a pilot incubator, I was in a talk with the writer of Free Guy, talked about, like, that was, like, about to come out years ago when we met him, and he talked about his writing style and how structurally and formulaically sounds like a bad word, but, like, he writes with a very, like, strong story math element. So it doesn't really play into this porn, but it is funny to do a parody of, like, a movie that you have some insight on the making of it.
Right, and sure.
It's like,
sure.
It's just like, sure.
Random.
The world is a chaotic place. Like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So couple things that are odd choices here.
Right.
I mean, first we start with, like, the guys, we're getting a POV, and he's in his bed, looking down at his body, and then his friend calls is like,
he's laying, like, who lays on the bed like this? You know, he's not laying, like, head on the pillow. He's laying, like, across the bed.
Yeah.
Head to the side, you know?
Yeah, and the camera is, like, where his head would be. So we're, like, looking down at ourselves.
Yes, we're in VR. Yeah.
Yes, yes. That's important to say. This is a VR video, which is part of why it's so strange, because the angles are always weird if you're not watching it that way. And it always feels like the content is kind of broad strokes in VR.
Yes.
Because the shots are so much more important.
Yeah.
In the production process, I'm sure. So he gets a worried, like, an intervention phone call, basically, from a friend who's like, hey, man, you got to stop playing Free City. Like,
it's ruining your life.
Your life is falling apart, essentially. And we get kind of a shrug gesture from this decapitated body.
Yeah, and he just, like, tosses his phone aside. He's like, nah.
Tosses his phone aside.
Like, eh, I think we're good.
And then Vanessa Moon, or a brunette version of the Jodie Comer character, comes in wearing... Okay, so here's where it gets confusing.
Yeah.
She's wearing Jodie Comer's outfit from the movie. This is where I'm being a purist. I'm like,
really?
I've seen the movie. Yeah, so the white blouse and the black chest harness is, like, Jodie Comer's look. But Jodie Comer's character in the game is a player character.
Oh.
So it's weird that she's like, I'm just an NPC, and I'm, like, dressed as Jodie, like,
yeah, interesting.
It has nothing to do with the movie immediately. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you're sort of cosplaying a character, but then you immediately establish that you're not actually that character.
Yeah.
Like, no reference to her name or anything.
Yeah.
And then she's also an NPC, but then has agency, which I'm like,
and
okay.
And is sentient. Yeah. I was confused. I also thought it was, like, extremely meta that we're in VR and then he's putting on VR. So we're in, like, double VR. You know what I
yes,
mean?
Yes.
We're him with our little headset on, and then he puts his VR on. So now I'm like, we're in Inception level VR.
And we should be clear
VR.
That she, like, yeah, she hands him a pair of glasses and is like, you left me at these, like, left these at
the
my place the last time
on.
I hung out.
Yeah.
And then we see his game interface. So we have, like, a game interface, we have VR, and then we have also ads popping up at the bottom.
Right.
With, like, a little VR guy, because this is hosted by, like, a VR site that's advertising in video.
So now we're in the third level of Inception. You know, he's got, like, his little glasses on, where we see, like, some interesting, she's like, so now I understand everything.
Yeah.
Like,
and then
said.
we do all that, and then we just have very basic sex.
Yeah.
Like,
she's just like, well, I do, you know, I've been, like, killing other players, you know, I've been kind of, like, wandering around killing other players, but there is one thing I want to try. I want to know what it feels like to fuck you. And I'm like, okay, so everything about this is not a non-player character, because, like, they have agency, wants, desires, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, we just have extremely boring sex.
Yeah. I want to give them credit for trying, because the whole premise of Free Guy is, like, what if a non-player character came alive, you know? Like, what if they had agency? So, like, they're almost doing that. But Ryan Reynolds' character is the NPC. And it would be, I'm like, it's such low-hanging fruit. You could have had him be like, I'm alive. I have agency. I want to fuck this chick. Because that's really what the movie's about. Is like, he, you know, like, it would have just been like an NPC wants to interact with a game player. Yeah. But instead, it's, like, reversed and confusing. I don't know. It's, they did what they did.
Right.
The sex is, like, almost not worth waiting for.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and then she's like, I want you to do the work. And then, like, us is the, you know, the main character is like, fucks her.
Yeah.
But before, she was just, like, writing and doing everything. But yeah, it was just
sort
of, like,
she was writing him. She comes apparently in 30 seconds. No, she doesn't. And then she's like, all right, your turn to do the work. And then we just sort of watch him fuck her doggy style. And it's fine.
Yeah, it's boring.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this other video, because I would have to say I was thoroughly impressed.
Yes. This is nailing the assignment.
This,
like,
incredible.
I was really impressed with this for sure.
This is from Persephonia on Many Vids. It's called NPC Gets Fucked. And this is, like, I don't know. She just, the way she, it, like, sort of, like, inhabits the, like, movement and everything.
Yes.
And, like, the, like, waving.
Yeah.
Is, like, so smart, and, like, and even just like the scroll.
Yes, there's so much about this that is nailing the game format. Like, there's messages that appear in text below her, the sounds, like, bring.
Yeah,
there's also, like, jump cuts where, like, she's wearing clothing and she's doing this, like, steady pace back and forth, and then it goes ching and her, like, top comes off.
Yeah.
And then she's still pacing, and then it's like ching, and then her bottom comes off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is great.
Yes, this is
perfect. This is exactly, like, it feels so, like, accurate and faithful to the game space that I'm like, this would nail it for me. And, like, I have to admit, I was weirdly turned on by this. And I was like, I don't even play video games. Like,
me
what
neither.
Is happening?
Because I loved the options where it was like, how could I repay you? And then it was like, oh, you don't have to. Like, no worries. Like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. You can maybe food. Like, well, you're sort of hot. You could let me fuck you. And then it was like, you know, like, obviously we click on option three. And then it's like, do you want to fuck my face? Like, yes or no, you know? And then, and then it's like a dildo. And she's like,
it has like an element of consent built into it somehow.
Yes.
Like, I'm for your use. Like, there's a line where she's like, pound me, hero. I am yours to use.
Yeah.
The whole thing is like, somehow you killed a rat that she screamed about.
Right.
Like, it starts with a scream. There's a rat. Help her with the rat. And then you get to fuck her.
Right.
And she uses this fuck machine to get fucked by you.
Yeah.
So what's funny is we kind of fully see the machine. Like, she's not really hiding that that's...
Yeah.
Like, it kind of starts partially in frame, and then we see the sort of metal of it. But that's kind of one of her things. I saw it appears in a few other videos.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's great production.
Yeah, there was even, like, I loved that there was a moment where it was, like, use a toy, like, yes or no, you know? And then, like, yes.
Yep.
And then it was, like...
Do you want me to come for you? Like,
yes.
You know, like, it's... And do you want to come on? Like, do you want to come on me? Like, that kind of thing.
All while keeping this NPC, like, physicality. Behavior. Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
And then it was like, come on me, hero. And then it was like, cut, come, you know? Like, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then it was like, yay! And then confetti.
Yeah, these like strange claps. Yeah.
It was incredible work. I loved it. It also like weirdly turned me on too.
Yeah. And I was like, what's happening? Like, I think it was just the free use. Like, I like free use, but I was like sort of like just enjoying the production of it. I was like, well done, really well done. And I was like, I'm into this. Like,
yeah. For sure.
I don't know. It's just like well set up. And she was like everything from like her movement and her commitment to the performance and like every element of production and the editing and the sound and the music and like all of it. It was just like perfectly executed. So if this is your thing, check out Persephonia.
Yeah.
And it's many vids. So I imagine she does custom vids. So like if you also are into NPC and want her to like do a specific game or genre or a different kind of vibe, I bet that's available. I'm proud of her. It's great work. Yeah. I don't know her, but I'm proud of her.
Yeah, I'm proud of her too. I literally, the last thing I wrote was incredible work.
Yeah, well done, Persephonia. Well done.
Well, hey, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on our Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On our YouTube, youtube.com/@GirlsOnPern. On our website, girlsonporn.com, and also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Maybe helpful to know that our Patreon now also has a new component, which is basically mini bonus episodes where we focus a bit more on our personal lives, our preferences, like, and we take fan and follower listener questions. Like, folks will write in and say, for example, how do you feel about thirst traps? Do you send them? Or you have concerns about security? And we talk about that kind of thing. So it's a little bit more of a behind the scenes peek. Thanks for that suggestion, by the way, Sebastian. Also, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. A 5-star review means the world to us because we get so many random 1-star sex negative passerbys. So when our fans love what we do, that 5-star support actually is meaningful to us. So thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.